You want to pull it up at least 2 inches above the elbow.
Mm-hmm. Amanda Stallings is doing something she hopes she'll never have to do outside this conference room. She's fastening a tourniquet onto her coworker, Michael Overton. She loops it around his bicep, 2 inches above his elbow.
So that's there.
Tightens a black strap like a belt and begins turning a plastic lever.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you got good. It.
Okay.
Stallings is not a medical professional. In fact, she's never even touched a tourniquet before.
Sorry.
It's okay.
She's executive director of the John Peter Smith Foundation in Fort Worth. And today, she's taking a course in bleeding control. It's part of a national program called Stop the Bleed, piloted in Fort Worth by JPS Health Network.
There were a lot of takeaways, a lot of misconceptions that were dispelled.
Like how you've got to stuff gauze deep into a wound to control bleeding, not just put pressure on it. And how everyday items can't be tightened enough to use as tourniquets.
I didn't know that you couldn't use a belt or a shoelace or, you know, ripping up a t-shirt and tying it around the arm to act as a tourniquet.
It's the stuff you see in movies, Stalling says. And the goal of Stop the Bleed is to not only put those myths to rest, but also to arm everyday people with the knowledge and skills they can use in an emergency. A car crash, a mass shooting, even a terrorist attack. Marianne Contreras is a registered nurse at JPS and a trainer for Stop the Bleed.
The public wants to do something proactive. At JPS, we can go out and we can teach the public how to do something, how they can control and maybe change a situation that begins very badly, but perhaps ends on a positive note where people don't die.
Students get to practice on each other and they learn the basics of bleeding control.
How to look at the bleed, how to recognize it, how to protect themselves from bloodborne pathogens, and how to apply direct pressure, how to utilize a tourniquet, how to even pack wounds for a deep bleed that is more difficult to stop.
Stop the Bleed kits include 3 tourniquets, an elastic child tourniquet, gloves, and a special gauze that's infused with blood clotting medicine. Contreras says the supplies are easy to find in most camping stores, and a whole kit costs about $175. Their goal? To put one of these kits everywhere there's a defibrillator. Contreras says she hopes the program becomes as widespread as first aid and CPR training.
You know, no one should die out in the community from bleeding to death. There is no reason for that.
And if you look at the deaths, about a third of the deaths occur before a patient even gets to a hospital. And so you have a large patient population that can be saved by some simple measures.
Dr. Raj Gandhi is the trauma medical director at JPS and leads Stop the Bleed training. Their program was adapted from lessons learned in the military. And in recent years, Gandhi says it's become more pertinent to civilians, especially with mass shootings and multiple casualty events becoming more common. Stop the Bleed was formally endorsed by the White House last October.
It is a life-saving program. And we want to distribute it to as many places as possible because we never know who we're going to be able to help and at what time.
For Amanda Stallings, that's priceless knowledge.
Unfortunately, we live in a world where you see traumas unfold each and every day. This is very valuable, something I will be able to share with my family and tell my friends.
And her coworker, Michael Overton, is now confident he'll be able to help in an emergency.
The raw carnage involved in these situations is sobering and shocking. And you just don't expect to see someone with a wide open leg. But you know, when it's there, what are you going to do?
Stop the Bleed is helping people answer that question with 2 free classes a month at John Peter Smith Hospital in Fort Worth. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.